There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's the live Sunday edition. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
So, we were just talking about Bitcoin a moment ago. We had a lady on the line who was having difficulty. I want to talk about the topless event here in a little bit. But she was having some difficulty with MoneyGram, which is one of the two big players in moving money, or money transmission, as the federal government calls it.
Non-banked money transmission. So, I mean, yeah. you can wire money from bank account to a bank account with relative ease, and it's relatively inexpensive.
Yeah, that's true.
This is sort of moving money
for a lot of people.
For the unbanked.
Which is a lot of people. A lot of people. Especially in international countries, there are a bunch of people who are serviced by Western Union.
Yeah.
A lot of people in like New York City, when you're in the right neighborhood, like Chinatown or whatever, every other storefront has, we've got MoneyGram, or we've got Western Union. It's either one or the other. Because people are constantly sending money back home and to family members and things like that.
I recently heard a story from a friend who I think he had an account with Bank of America, and he was upset about an $8.50 charge that the bank had given him. And he decided that he was going to take his business elsewhere and screw them. I'm not dealing with this kind of customer service. And they ruined his credit over $8.50. Ruined it. He can't get he can't get a credit card. He can't get a bunch of things. So, you know, there's problems with having bank accounts, but they have advantages too. So it's really they are a double edged sword. You got to be very careful with those things. Those people are gangsters.
Well, I mean, that's a very general.
If I had an $8.50 dispute with a convenience store, I think we could work it out without destroying my life for the next 5 years.
No doubt. Maybe
those people act like those banksters act like gangsters. They have ends with the government. Okay. They use the monopoly on force to get what they want.
Yeah,
I will stand behind that terminology.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to consider the nice ladies behind the counter at my local bank to be gangsters.
Think that the guys that run gangs have moms and sisters and aunts?
Look, Mark, there are people in the banking industry not because they want to use their connections with the government to screw people, but because they do want to provide banking services to people, that's what they are driven
if
to do.
If Edith is involved in ruining someone's credit over $8.50, Edith is a gangster too.
Okay. I don't think that the individual tellers are the ones that are making the decision to ruin somebody's credit. I imagine that goes to some sort of review, there's somebody in the office that checks that information when they see that there's certain delinquent accounts, and then they do certain things. I'm not defending what they're doing here, Mark, but to just make this blanket statement that all people involved in banks are bad people.
I didn't say all people involved in banks, but I'm willing to go ahead and say that. The fact is, right, that's exactly what I'm going to say. You work at a bank, you work for gangsters. And if you work for gangsters, got some news for you, you're a gangster. All right?
So gangster? I'm going to
say gangster. Yes. They act like gangsters. They operate like gangsters. They're gangsters. I will say that recently there was a court case, I think it was in Germany, where they found the guy that was doing the accounting at Auschwitz or some other camp where they were killing Jewish folks. They held him responsible and found him guilty. He's like 97 years old. The guy was the accountant of the camp. He took people's like belongings and stuff like that and wrote down what they had. So if they can find guy guilty of murder, of being involved or accessory to, you know, hundreds of thousands of cases of murder, then somebody who works at the bank who's involved in muscling somebody over $8.50 and ruining their life for 5 years.
Are the contractors? I mean, look, I'm the first person to say, hey, the government's a criminal gang. It's a criminal enterprise that uses the force of violence to achieve its political and social goals. I mean,
excellent.
And you are willing to say that
banks are franchises of the government because they work within the Federal Reserve System,
If you're going to say that a bank, that everyone involved in a bank is in a gang, then you might as well say the same thing about everybody who ever accepts any government contract. You might as well take, take everybody who's ever worked on a road and also include them in that as well, like any private construction firm that was hired to build a road or something like that. Are they also gangsters?
I don't think so. I think they're
benefiting from the monopoly of the state.
There's lots of people who are benefiting, absolutely.
Well, what makes that? How do the banks qualify as different from everybody else that's benefiting?
Banks? How do they qualify?
Yeah, I'm not talking about the Federal Reserve Bank, which is obviously a very special bank with special parameters surrounding it, but just the average community bank or whatever.
Well, if they go and ruin someone's credit over $8.50, and by the way, I wasn't talking about a community bank. I was talking about Bank of America because I believe that was the one that was quoted in this story.
Well, you made a general statement about bankers.
Yep. Okay, fine. Okay. I understand. Let's run this to the absurd. A one-location community bank that benefits off the Federal Reserve System that doesn't hold assets for the amount of loans that they give out, the variety of things that are done.
The Federal Reserve System's crazy. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. They operate within a crazy system and are benefited in that way. And they choose to go after a young man who has, disputed an $8.50 charge and ruined his credit for 5 years. Then yes, they fall into that same category.
So you're only if they go after somebody with an overcharge like that is when they're banksters, just not by default. Because it's not like you meant everybody who's in a bank is default a gangster.
I think that there are people who run better gangs and worse gangs.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. Generally, the term gang evokes the idea of violence against other people, like threatening violence. Hey, you better pay up or we're going to make this store look pretty messy. That kind of thing. I don't see that with banks necessarily.
Your credit rating is really important for sort of doing business in life. You can't rent a place. You can't get a cell phone.
Right.
You can't do a variety of things. So when you hold hostage that over, again, I'm going to go back to $8.50, then yeah, you qualify as that person.
Are you saying all banks
would
do that?
In the same way that a loan shark who says, look, I'm going to break your leg if you don't pay what you owe me, is acting like a gangster, therefore being a gangster, yeah.
Okay, so how many, what should the amount be at which somebody overdrafts an account that and doesn't make good?
Punishments should be commensurate to the crime.
Okay.
And therefore, I'm going to have to look at each individual case in a case-by-case basis.
Are Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax also gangsters?
I don't think so, necessarily. Somebody might be able to make
the ones with the credit reports.
Somebody might maybe, look. The credit report isn't what's being held hostage here. There are companies that sell gold, and that doesn't make them bad people just because somebody might steal your gold.
Let's go to the phones here. Rob is in Pennsylvania. I'm still not clear on what you're saying, though, Mark, so you'll have to clarify whether every bank is a gangster or every banker or just the ones that hit people who have $8 in fees. Let's go to Rob, listening in Pennsylvania first, though. You're on Free Talk Live. Rob.
Hi. It almost seems like this sounds like a staged argument between you two because
no, definitely not staged. But why would you say that?
I'd say that because I've listened to you, Ian, argue about with the Robin Hooders and the meter maids. Oh, these meter maids are supporting aggression, they're supporting the state, and then I hear Mark making this financial argument about the teller being connected to a financial gangster system, and I listen to Mark's argument and your argument, and you really believe the same thing when it comes to government and banking, but then you're having a disagreement, but then
I don't know if I believe the same thing. It sounds to me like Mark believes that everyone working for a bank is involved in a criminal gang enterprise, and I don't agree with that, so I don't think we agree at all, and this is definitely not staged. I'm not sure what would make you think this is staged.
How could you it seems like you're having a disagreement to have content for the show.
I understand that you've said that like twice now. I can assure you this isn't staged. He wants to be convinced if that's the case.
I don't believe what you're saying, Mark. I'm just curious to try to understand what you're saying. To me, there's a huge difference between somebody who goes around and threatens people on the streets with the theft of their vehicle.
Well, they don't actually steal them, right?
Which is what they call someone who steals them for them. That is what they do. That is what a parking enforcer does. He just hung up, by the way. That's what a parking enforcer does. That's totally different than someone that's providing voluntary services at a banking institution. Completely different. And how, Mark, you can say that they're tantamount to one another or similar, I'm still bewildered by. So we'll come back here, and you can share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If we ever stage something on the show, we'll let you know about it. Like, there was this one April Fool thing like a decade ago that we did. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Is Mark being hyperbolic when he says that bank employees are working for gangs? I say so. You're welcome to call in and join us here, or bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, the topless events happening in something like 60 cities internationally today. That was going on. Maybe you were part of it. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE.
So we were talking about Bitcoin earlier, and Ian, you said you were going to tell, I can't remember what the lady caller's name was, but you said tell her how to get some Bitcoin. And this is the easiest way to do it. Also, it has the lowest fees. It's expresscoin.com, lowest I've been able to find. Expresscoin.com, and they're the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. They've got Bitcoin. They've also got Litecoin and Dogecoin and Dashcoin and a few other things over there. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They are a licensed money services business. They get your cryptocurrencies to you, and all you have to do is pay with a money order or check. You just start off at expresscoin.com. It doesn't matter whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. They can make it even, you know, allow you to do it from your smartphone with their app. Expresscoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, as FTL is in Free Talk Live, and you can get up to $40 worth of the cryptocurrency of your choice. For no fee, zero fee, expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so we're going to talk about the topless event that happened here in New Hampshire, New York City, dozens of cities all around the world. You're welcome to join us. But, Mark, this is for real. Somebody called in doubting this discussion that we were having. I'm actually shocked that you would be so callous towards the people that are working in the banking industry. And it's not a perfect business. It's certainly something that is absolutely a protected class of business by the federal government. There's no doubt about that. But it's not like you can go and open a bank and provide protection services for people's money and various different money services as well. It's not like you just go and open your own warehouse bank. Remember, we used to have Wayne on the show with us a long time ago, and he knew a guy, I think it was in California, who opened up a warehouse bank.
That was in Washington State, but
on the West Coast. He got targeted and shut down because of that. He didn't have FDIC insurance. He didn't go through the typical banking channels. And, you know, there are certainly bankers who would have supported that man being shut down.
Yep.
There's no doubt about that. But in the same way that there are people in the radio business who support targeting of pirate radio operators, there are also people in the radio business who support the pirate radio operators. So to just paint everybody in banking with this brush of you're a gangster, I've never felt threatened to go to a bank. I've never felt threatened in any way to use their services. It is a limited competition industry, no doubt. There's a lot of critiques you can lay on the banking industry, but, you know, the tellers are not criminals. They're not doing a criminal job. They're not gangsters.
So a gangster is somebody who operates an organization or within an organization that is usually created by legislation. So, you know, running numbers or prostitution.
Meaning they're doing something that's illegal.
Drug running.
The opportunity was created to make money because of legislation.
The opportunity was, created by legislation. And in the same way, the government creating sort of regulations on who gets to be a bank and who doesn't, especially you operating within their Federal Reserve system, is remarkably similar to opportunities being created legislatively. So they fit that definition. And also a gang is kind of characterized by like the bad gangs, and the reason people would use the terminology gang, characterized by sort of draconian punishments mm-hmm. for stepping over the line. Now, in this case that I was talking about, a young man had his credit ruined by a bank that had ruined it over $8.50. A dispute over an $8.50 charge.
And this is someone you know?
Yeah, this is somebody you know too. Mm-hmm. And he told the story right here in the studio off the air. And I don't want to reveal his name because I don't know what his preference is as far as this goes. So over $8.50, this bank enacted a draconian operating because they have a privilege created by legislation, used a draconian punishment for sort of stepping out against them. And that is why I'm using the terminology gangsters. Now, when you work for that organization and you see this happen once, twice, again and again.
Yeah.
Young people's credit being destroyed over and over. And I've heard stories like this again. I mean, I had a girlfriend that had a very similar story. It was some bounce check charges. But, you know, I mean, there has to be a path back.
I agree.
When these banks don't have paths back, that's when they operate like a gangster, like gangsters do.
Yeah.
And when you operate like a gangster, you're going to get called gangsters. When you work for that organization over a course of years and you see these things happen again and again and you turn a blind eye to it, screw you, you're
this
a gangster.
But my problem is that you seem to be just conflating all banks together, calling everybody who's involved with banking gangsters, but then talking specifically about a bank, one bank in specific.
No, this was two banks. Remember, I gave you another example.
Okay, there
one
are banks,
was a local bank and one was a national bank.
You're talking about banks that have not created a path back, allegedly. We don't know. We didn't ask this person who you're referring to. At least I don't recall that part of the conversation of, well, what would it take to, you know, make things right?
Said he couldn't get another account with them.
I knew a guy who was had banking issues, and that bank wanted $400 for the path back. So there was a path back.
$400 for an $8.50
charge. No, I wasn't talking about that guy.
That's the kind of thing I see, though.
I don't know what the amount was that he was in arrears, okay? I don't know either. All I'm saying is there was a path back. You were acting like there's never a path back, and maybe there is in some cases, and maybe there aren't in others. I don't know. It would be interesting to actually have somebody who works in banking to call in and talk about this, because, you know, they also are dealing with a bunch of scummy people a lot at banks who are trying to take advantage of the system and are, you know, crooks and are actually engaging in fraud. So there's a reason why some of these punishments exist. Are they all, used justifiably? Probably not. But to say that just because some banks have done those things that all banks are equally as bad or all banks are somehow criminal enterprises seems like you're really stretching.
Well, look, Ian, if there's this magic bank out there that has reasonable fees for reasonable problems, then I'm for that. But that is me giving an opinion. They still operate in a system that has been created by legislation that gives them an advantage over, say, me opening a bank in competition and not asking the federal government.
So does everybody in every legislated area. I mean, anything with a license, they're protected too.
I agree with you. So let's.
Are plumbers a criminal enterprise too because they've got a license?
They're in
a cartel.
I don't think that they do if they operate a business that, like I gave two points, right? The two things that characterize your business as a gang, which is that it is essentially created as legislation and that you have sort of draconian punishments for crossing you.
Neither of those things are definitions of a gang. You're just making that crap up. Maybe that's your definition of a gang, but the actual definition of gangster, for instance, you called them gangsters specifically earlier. The dictionary definition, according to the Free Dictionary, is a gangster is a member of an organized group of criminals, a racketeer, a member of a gang of delinquents, a member of an organized gang of criminals, especially one who resorts to violence.
Okay.
So there's no violence involved in forcing people to go out and get a bank account or to use the banking services. You don't need to do it.
There's a system in place that's like saying, hey, look, as long as, if you use the roads, you're not a libertarian. And it's a specious argument. I wouldn't either, but you have to have a bank account to operate.
That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And no, you don't have to have a bank account to operate. There are people living off of Bitcoin completely.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have for you there. If you get online, whether it's through your smartphone, tablet, laptop, desktop, whatever you use, Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, we can help you protect yourself online. You can use ProXPN. It is a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, which means that your bank or anybody else that might be trying to snoop on you on the internet will not be able to do so effectively because you'll be encrypted through ProXPN. ProXPN.com. Now, I should clarify, you're not encrypted when you reach the bank, so that's probably not an accurate thing to say. People who might be trying to steal your bank account information, however, would be flummoxed by ProXPN, as well as anybody trying to monitor you. So your internet service provider will not be able to steal your information either when you use ProXPN. ProXPN.com, use code FTL50, and you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with that code FTL50 at ProXPN.com. By the way, they don't keep any logs of your activities whatsoever at ProXPN, and they've got more servers than ever before. They're using OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. It's the real deal, and it works well. ProXPN.com, use code FTL50, and take back the privacy that is your right. Whether you want to comment on the banking controversy here or toplessness, you are welcome to do so. Let's go into the Daily Mail story about what happened today all around the globe. There was a lot of coverage given to Hampton Beach in New Hampshire, the Free the Nipple campaign. GoTopless.org, however, is also involved, and they're the ones who are organizing dozens of events all around the globe today on this Sunday as we're doing this live edition of the show. According to the Daily Mail, bare-chested protesters took to the streets of 60 cities around the world on Sunday, that's today, as part of a campaign to free the nipple. One of the biggest events for Go Topless Day was a semi-naked parade through New York City, where officials are debating whether topless tip seekers should be allowed in Times Square. There's been an issue recently with topless women, offering themselves as photographic material. You can, get your picture taken with a topless girl.
That's kind of an interesting issue because, do we want Times Square turned into essentially an impromptu nudie bar? Many of these nudie bars make their money by gals who are wearing very little, including, nothing on up top. And then they, kind of give you a private dance, which is, tantamount to gyrating against you.
I don't think that's happening. I haven't heard that
about
Times Square.
But I think that the person who's arguing against this would say,
that's what's next.
What's next? And, I wonder what the answer would be of anybody who's supporting the Free the Nipple campaign. Is it okay for people to rub up against each other?
I think public displays of affection are okay. Yeah, it's certainly something that some people are going to look at as tacky. It's something that a lot of people are going to be uncomfortable about, but ultimately I think people should be able to express affection publicly.
Well, I think that public displays of affection today can already be pretty classless and kind of grody,
mm-hmm.
and that, I can see the point that people might have that are against this campaign.
Rachel Jesse is an actress and model who leads the Go Topless group in New York City. She explained that Sunday's topless campaigners want women to have the same right as men to go topless in public. She says our goal is for equal gender topless rights to be enforced worldwide, freeing women's nipples, she said. Now, in some places like New York City, Hampton Beach here in New Hampshire and other places, it is legal to actually be topless as a female. In fact, GoTopless.org on their website, where it shows a map of the different events that are happening all around the globe, there are indicators on the map whether or not it is legal in each location for the protesters to actually be topless. So there are still a lot of places where this is illegal, and there were cities in which it is illegal where people did protest today. Daily Mail has a whole lot of photos. We'll post this link on our Facebook and Twitter here in a little bit.
Yeah, thinking about my argument there about the public nudie bar, I don't think that it's likely. So, and the reason is,
you don't think it's likely someone's going to start grinding on another person for a $5 tip?
I think for $5, I definitely think they're not. But let's call it $20.
Well, I don't know what these ladies are charging something for these photos on the streets. Yep. So I don't imagine it's $20, but I could be wrong.
Well, my understanding, that's what private dances cost in these sorts of clubs. I haven't been in one in a very long time. So regardless,
street dancing is going to be cheaper, though, right? Like,
I don't know the answer, Ian. I think that is unlikely because there are nudie bars in America where the girls have to wear something up top, and that wearing something up top is currently legal on Times Square, right? Like, you can wear a very thin bikini on Times Square.
You can be
topless.
That's
legal
in New York City.
Fine. Whatever it is that you don't see a lot of it happening it's not because of toplessness that this is not occurring. It's not occurring already.
What's not occurring? People being topless?
Dry docking is not occurring with bikinied women, let alone topless women.
I gotcha. Dry docking being a slang term for a lap dance?
Something like that.
Gotcha.
I prefer not to go into it.
Police in mid Manhattan blocked off several streets to traffic so around 300 topless protesters could parade throughout the city. Appearing bare-breasted has been legal in New York since 1992, but Mayor Bill de Blasio and Police Commissioner Bill Bratton are now trying to get semi-nude painted women banned from the city's Times Square. The women, like many costumed characters in the square, pose with tourists to get tips. But de Blasio.
And they're less interesting, or more interesting, depending on your preference. But I mean, like these characters, they spend time getting dressed up. I mean, when somebody's spraying themselves all over in, you know, shiny paint or whatever, they're also, I think, shortening their lives. It can't be good for you to do that. But
no, that lady died in Goldfinger because of that. Skin can't breathe.
These people are doing a great deal. The gals are taking their shirts off. I guess they're born with their assets, so, you know, whatever.
Governor of New York Andrew Cuomo said the practice hearkened to the pornographic so-called bad old Times Square of the past. And these people believe that they are a nuisance and are trying to do something to put a stop to these women using their assets to make a little bit of money. Sunday's parade in New York was just one of many events to take place in 60 cities around the world for Go Topless Day. Although they called it Free the Nipple, so I think there's some confusion. There was Free the Nipple in Hampton Beach, which happened on Go Topless Day. And GoTopless.org is different from Free the Nipple somewhat because Free the Nipple is actually a movie about the women in New York who had done this sort of topless activism. Anyway, there were several events. It wasn't just Hampton Beach in Washington, D.C. One woman stood in front of the White House while posing like the Statue of Liberty.
Your arm is going to get tired pretty quickly doing that.
She made it long enough for the photo op.
Enough of the picture, yes.
In Edinburgh, Scotland, around 50 people, mostly women, took off their tops to the city's main street, or in the city's main street, the Royal Mile. They staged a sit-in for 2 hours, much to the amusement of passing tourists and shoppers. Can you have a sit-in if you don't actually have a place to sit in? Can you have a sit-in outdoors?
I think it's a form of strike would be what it is. But, okay, I mean, I get the idea when they say a sit-in.
I mean, generally, when I think of a sit-in, I think you go into, like, a politician's office and
it's a form of trespassing almost, right?
Yeah, you don't leave. It's closing time, you're at the office, and you're not leaving.
I think you can call it a sit-in if you don't have your shirt on because there's an aspect of illegality to it, or at least sort of counter mores.
All right, we'll talk more about what happened all around the globe today. If you were one of the ladies or gentlemen out in support, you can call us up toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Maddie is on the line in North Carolina. Maddie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You're on the radio.
Yes. Okay, so I work in the finance industry, and I just wanted to maybe share some of my experience with the audience and you guys and my perspective.
Excellent. I definitely want to do that here. Stand by. We're going to get to you here, Maddie. He works in the said finance industry, so I don't know if that's a bank. Does that mean he's a gangster, Mark, in your mind, if he works in finance?
I don't know, man. I'll let you know.
Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, Great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com. That's 844-2-GUNS80. Guns80.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can join us here on the radio waves at 855-453. Whether it's banking or toplessness, we will talk about it here on Free Talk Live. We got more to say about the Go Topless, Free the Nipple events that were going on globally today. That's still to come. Also, your calls and thoughts about whatever you want are certainly welcome as well. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype. Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join the AMP program for $5 a month and help get Free Talk Live into more ears all around the globe. And it's really helpful for us when you join the AMP program. So thank you to everybody who has done so. Everybody, whether they're a past amplifier or current, or you're considering it, I really appreciate it. It makes a big difference for Free Talk Live. It allows us to more effectively market this show and get on more stations, bring more internet listeners on board, and you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, which is a really great group, and more. Go and get all the details and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. We'll go back to Maddie, who says he's in the finance industry. Mark earlier sounded like he was calling all people working in banking gangsters, but he clarified that it's only the people who work for banks that will screw somebody's credit over an $8 overcharge, that kind of bank. Right, Mark?
Draconian, the ways of dealing with customers.
And maybe that's all of them. I don't know. But, Maddie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. What did you want to share?
I totally get that. And I love the concept of topless banking. I think that that would be wonderful.
Yes. Now, that is a way that a bank could really, set itself apart from the competition. I'm surprised that hasn't been tried. Go ahead.
Differentiate itself in the market.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, so I work with deposit accounts, and I guess what I wanted to contribute was I see in a lot of instances it is the consumer's lack of education and knowledge on how even basic finance works that causes a lot of those types of issues. And I'm not trying to justify or condone the actions of the financial institutions. Yes, it's scuzzy. to do my thing, too. I'm just trying to make a little bit of money myself.
Yeah, I think that people do.
Gangster, that's fine.
I think people are ignorant of how finance tends to work and these sorts of things. Everybody gets behind when it comes to bounce checks and shortfalls and that kind of thing. And it's not like the banks don't try to get that to happen, right? Like they'll make the withdrawals on the day before they make the deposits after them, and that's a pretty crappy thing to do. So if, for instance, you make a deposit after 2 p.m., Ian.
Yeah, I follow.
So you make a deposit at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then you go out that night and you make some withdrawals off your debit card at call it 11 o'clock at night. There's been many hours between those two things happening, so a reasonable person might assume that hey, I'm covered because the bank's got this. You may get lucky, but it's just as likely, if not more likely, that the bank will say, okay, here's all your withdrawals racked up, and now we'll make your deposit at 9 a.m., and you have overdraft charges, and, you've got to pay
them.
Knowledge
is power, my friend.
Yeah, knowledge is power. There's no doubt about it.
I the deposit agreement, the contractually binding document that the depositor enters into with the deposit institution, when they use the account or use the debit card, clearly defines the terms of the contract for that particular consumer.
They do make it real clear what the fees are. I mean, it's not, it's not like it's hidden.
I've seen websites that have like really weird things in their terms of service, like they, they want your soul or your firstborn child. Do you think that is a legal and binding contract if you click I agree to it?
If you agree to it, then yeah, but I don't know how enforceable it is.
You're not a gangster. You're a psychopath.
Oh, come on.
I'll agree with Mark on
that. If you think that the terms of service, me clicking I agree and not reading the terms of service means that you get to take my child from me and turn him into, say, I don't know, a slave of yours, yeah, you're a psychopath, dude.
Come on, dude. Come on.
Yes. That contract is not binding because it is not fair.
It's not even really a contract. I'm going to be on Mark's side with this, although I think he's being mean with the name-calling tonight. I think that in the case of these terms of service, almost every terms of service that I've ever seen has some kind of statement about how they can change the terms at any time. Some of them don't even require them to give you notice of those changed terms. Now, generally, the banks will give notice.
They'll send you a letter full of really microscopic right. print that you don't read.
Yeah, and so, if you can change the contract at any time, you don't actually have a real contract. In my opinion.
And let me ask you this. If I wanted to send the bank changes of terms to the contract, do you think that it would be binding in any way?
You could try scratching some of the terms out before you sign.
There have been decisions out there. There have been. You click it up, man.
He's right. Matty's right about that. You can change terms. Yeah, they can refuse to accept it.
You just won't have a bank account.
You can go through the bank account agreement and cross out the fees if you want to, and they're probably going to say no, but, you could, in theory, try to do something like that. Matty, I don't think that you're a psychopath. I don't.
You don't think he's a psychopath for saying that it's okay to take people's kids away?
No, he's not saying that.
Yes, he is.
No, that's a far cry, man. That's rendition right there. I was speaking tongue-in-cheek, just playing double basket.
All right, man.
Thanks, Matty, for the call. Mark's just in a mean mood tonight. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Our toll-free number, you should have gone and seen some breasts today, Mark. Maybe it would have had a calming effect on you.
Yeah, 855-450-3733. I got work to do, man.
855-450-3733. I didn't go either. I didn't go to the Hampton Beach Free the Nipple thing.
It's 2 hours to go to participate in that event.
Yeah, it was a long way away. And one of the things that happened that went wrong, I think, with this particular, besides the bad weather here in New Hampshire, it was rainy and kind of cold today at the beach. But besides that, they canceled the event on Facebook in the morning. And I think that may have contributed to fewer people than who would have come out, or otherwise would have come out. We'll talk more about the topless event. Bruce is on the line in North Carolina. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
Well, so you're listening in Asheville to WWNC. Go ahead.
I guess you call me old-fashioned, and I do love the female body. But if you're going to have it in a bar or on a nude beach, I could go with that. But for women worldwide who want to just walk around, I think it's trashy and slutty.
Why is that? Why would you? Is it trashy and slutty when a man does it?
For a guy to do it, well, he shouldn't. But it's I gotta say, it's different. You gotta know why.
Why?
Because he doesn't have that female.
Huh?
He doesn't have that female breasts, basically. I mean, I don't
get it. How's that different?
Children walk around looking at these women walking around down the streets in the supermarkets.
Well, aren't you just a hypocrite, though, Bruce? I mean, look, there's no difference between a man's breast and a woman's breast.
It's between a man and a woman. I mean, that's you really shooting low here, you know?
Just there is no difference besides average size between a man's breast and a woman's breast, and besides the fact that a woman's breast is more likely to lactate. I mean, really, you're talking about baby feeding tools here.
I see them dripping going around the streets, you know?
Well, I think lactation is a different issue.
It's morally wrong, okay?
Morally?
And as far as Mark laughing at that girl that died in Goldfinger, I think that was pretty bad, Mark. I mean, that was terrible. You really trashed that.
He's being nasty tonight.
You know it's make-believe, right?
He is.
It's make-believe.
No,
right?
I just think the world would be a lot better off if women,
people kept their tops on, if women kept their tops on. Is that what you're saying?
Kind of, yeah.
I don't understand the hypocrisy, though. Why is it okay with you for a man to be topless?
I guess you're not very much of a male, then.
Excuse me?
I guess you're not very much of a male if you can't see the difference.
I didn't ask you what the difference was. I already told you the difference is that women's breasts tend to be larger than men's breasts. There are obviously some men that are exceptions to that and some women that are exceptions to that rule. So that's the difference. It's one of the big differences. But I still don't understand why it's okay for a man to show his breasts. Is it wrong for a man to show his breasts if he's a big man?
Well, how many men do you see wanting to go around without their shirts on?
I see it a lot during the summertime.
Well, yeah, that's okay. I think that's okay for a man.
We know you think that's okay. That's because you're a man, right?
Well, yes, and I am.
Yeah. So it's okay for you, but it's not okay for women. Why? Because their breasts are bigger? Well, there are men with big breasts. So why?
Women with small ones.
So why is it okay for a man but not a woman, sir? This is real simple.
Because it's a sexual organ, so to speak.
Does that mean you can't control yourself around a woman with her top off?
I just find it disgusting and to be walking around.
You think
around
sex
like
is disgusting?
No, I told you I love women. But
man, you got some issues. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Bruce. 855-450-FREE. That's 8. I love women, but don't you dare go around with your top off.
He mentioned grocery stores, and I imagine men can't go in grocery stores with their tops off.
855-450-FREE. Join us here. Hour 3 of Free Talk Live coming up.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night? Your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.